You know, it's funny, I read some of these older poems, and although it's these last two books of mine have, you know, won all these prizes, I really like the older ones better. They seem more imaginative and daring to me. I wish I could get back to that. I think I was loonier or something. I think I wrote my best poetry in my 50s, actually, my late 40s and 50s. This is Monsieur Degas teaches art and science at Durfee Intermediate School, Detroit, 1942. My editor objected to that title. He didn't want Edgar Degas there. So I offered to change it to Matisse, and and he gave in. I don't know why. He loves the painting of Edgar Degas. So what? Edgar Degas, I think, is one of my favorite painters, but everything I've read about him, he was an incredible jerk. I had this French teacher in junior high whose aim was to teach us how to live, but he had no idea how to do this in a junior high in Detroit. he was the most frustrated man who ever lived. But he was gentle and affectionate and mysterious to us, and rather handsome in his own French way. Monsieur Degas teaches art and science at Durfee Intermediate School, Detroit, 1942. He made a line on the blackboard. One bold stroke from right to left, diagonally downward, and stood back to ask, looking as always at no one in particular, "What have I done?" From the back of the room, Freddie shouted, "You've broken a piece of chalk." Monsieur Degas did not smile. "What have I done?" he repeated. The most intellectual students looked down to study their desks, except for Gertrude Bimler, who raised her hand before she spoke. "Monsieur Degas, you have created the hypotenuse of an isosceles triangle." Degas mused. Everyone knew that Gertrude could not be incorrect. "It is possible," Louis Warshawski added precisely, "that you have begun to represent the roof of a barn." I remember that it was exactly 20 minutes past 11, and I thought at worst this would go on another 40 minutes. It was early April. The snow had all but melted on the playgrounds. The elms and maples bordering the cracked walk shivered in the new winds. And I believed that before I knew it, I'd be swaggering to the candy store for a Milky Way. Monsieur Degas pursed his lips, and the room stilled until the long hand of the clock moved to 21, as though in complicity with Gertrude, who added confidently, "You've begun to separate the dark from the dark." I looked back for help, but now the trees bucked and quaked, and I knew this could go on forever.